Looking back at today's discussion, we're seeing three major themes emerge. First, AI governance is becoming more complex and unpredictable, with corporate conversations triggering federal investigations and law enforcement officers using AI to fabricate evidence. The regulatory landscape is shifting faster than most organizations can adapt.
Second, there's a fascinating tension between centralized and distributed computing approaches. We're seeing everything from retired smartphones being repurposed as computing clusters to concerns about large context windows and AI models. The question of where computation should happen, locally in the cloud or in hybrid arrangements, remains far from settled.
Third, the developer tools ecosystem continues evolving toward client-side capabilities and performance optimization. Whether it's SQL tools that run entirely in browsers or detailed guides for achieving perfect frame rendering, there's a clear trend toward more sophisticated local computing capabilities.
What's particularly interesting is how these trends intersect with broader questions about privacy, security, and institutional trust. The census privacy story, the police AI evidence case, and the Amazon Anthropic investigation all reflect growing tensions between technological capabilities and social institutions that weren't designed for this level of computational power.
For business leaders and technologists, the key takeaway is the importance of governance frameworks that can adapt to rapidly evolving capabilities. Whether you're implementing AI tools, designing privacy protection systems, or planning infrastructure investments, the regulatory and social context is changing as fast as the technology itself.
And as always, everything we discussed today was sourced from the incredible Hacker News community. If any of these stories caught your attention, head over to news.ycombinator.com to read the full articles and join the discussion. The depth of expertise in those comment threads is what makes this podcast possible.
A few weeks ago, we said that companies developing AI safety research would benefit from the increased regulatory attention and funding opportunities. Turns out, the Amazon Anthropic situation shows that safety research can itself become a regulatory trigger when it reveals concerning capabilities to government officials.
Before we wrap up, we want to acknowledge that this podcast is made possible by Claude Code by Anthropic, for script generation and production automation, and Perplexity for real-time topic discovery and research. Their tools enable us to bring you these discussions every day. If you're interested in broader current events beyond tech, check out the Intelligix Daily News for comprehensive coverage of geopolitics, markets, and world events.
We'll be back tomorrow with more stories from the Hacker News community. Thanks for listening.
Until tomorrow, keep building.